two questions that came in from our Academy members is how to balance the fun activities, right? Like going kayaking or something like that versus the professional.
Well, when they're trying to think about the balance of activities versus, shall we call it work? I think we go back to the goals. What are you really trying to do? And it, by the way, sometimes it's, I have a team that's fairly new. We're still forming. The team doesn't know each other very well. We're going to spend a lot of time getting to know each other. I go, well, then you're going to do a lot of recreation, because shared experiences is a great way to build trust really fast. That's why rope courses have been so popular over the years, events that, you know, challenge people in a particular way. And by the way, and have a good debrief. It's not only about having a good time, but it's like, how did that go for us? And what do we learn from that? And if we had a cooking cook-off, right, a cooking competition, you know, is there anything that we want to bring back to our team from that? So how the percentages go, work versus recreation, I think have a lot to do with the goals. Some teams, frankly, have so much to do. They don't do much recreation. They end up going to dinner and they're still talking business at dinner. That works for that team at that time. That's okay. That's not a failure.